Welcome to Chronicle Headlines. I'm Cosme Cruz.
And I'm Aaron Guzman. For campus news this week, Columbia's search for the new dean of media arts narrows as the final candidate concluded her introduction and proposal January 29th after her presentation with administration. Michelle B. Carpenter, alongside Jason Schmidt and Andrew P. Nelson, were each given time to introduce themselves and speak about their visions for Columbia's future. A search committee composed of department chairs, faculty, staff, and one part-time union representative have been looking for three finalists to be selected by Isaacson Miller. Miller, a third-party source selected by the college, is set to choose a replacement for former Dean Eric Friedman, who left the college to serve Truman State University. Associate Chair and Professor in Audio Arts and Acoustics, Vizda Gudarzi, said the search for the school's new dean is vital for the college's future. Quote, "At a time of rapid change in higher education, the dean's leadership is crucial for the school's relevance and success, making their role significantly impactful in setting the college's direction and ensuring its continued advancement." What's something you're looking for in a new dean?
Well, I think Professor Vizda definitely nailed the marks. Definitely someone who's interested in the students' needs and is ambitious to basically get us on the right track forward, especially after everything that happened last semester, is honestly everything we could ask for. There's no better person to ask for than someone who is going to represent the students and our needs. And as long as either of the candidates can provide that for us, then I personally have no complaints.
Out of what I've seen, I really do think that someone that we need here at the college is someone who's going to be a leader type figure, who is going to be working with the students, collaborating with the students, and making sure that they're getting the help they need to advance further.
In other news, on the same topic of elections, the Student Government Association held elections this week to fill up over 11 Senate seats for spots on the council, yet only 3 students were elected. This is due to the fact that there were no candidates who applied for the positions, ranging from theater, humanities, English and creative writing, and 5 other departments. Despite the turnout of over 24 students that attended the election in the Student Center on January 30th, the SGA remains hopeful that the seats will be filled throughout the semester. SGA President Tyler Harding says he wants to provide as much opportunity for any potential new members as the semester continues. According to SGA President Tyler Harding, quote, "As the year goes on, more people are aware of who we are and what we do, and that we could also pique some interest in joining student government," Harding says. "We want to make sure that we are providing as many opportunities as possible for people to join." How are you feeling about the open seats, Aaron?
I don't know. I would have figured that we definitely would have had a bigger turnout for these empty seats, because having a spot on this student government thing, I would have thought more people would have wanted to be a part of. And it surprises me to see that we did have a decent during the elections, but show out there, not a lot of people wanted the seats. So that was really surprising to me.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give students the benefit of the doubt and say that it is the second week. Students are still figuring out schedules, at least seniors, you know, last minute schedule changes since the deadline is approaching, if not already here. So I can see why now would be kind of a rush thing. But then again, so as something important as student representatives, you would think that seats would fill up fast. But I'm sure that as the semester goes on and students realize that a student voice is going to be crucial just for the semester in general, then I'm guessing that later on, that's when interest for filling up those spots will come into play, as Tyler was saying. That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at columbiachronicle.com and sign up for our newsletter at columbiachronicle.com/newsletter. And check out this week's episode of Chronicle Conversations about warm weather on the rise. I'm Cosme Cruz.
I'm Aaron Guzman.
Thanks for listening.